This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Great to be with you.
And Bridget, this is where we normally do kind of our little housekeeping, what's going on in Catholic Radio announcements. Today we're going to make it real short. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's it.
And yes, and we are going to be talking today about, actually, it's kind of nice that we're doing this topic in a way, because I always think about our military, you know, during the holidays and how they're away from their family. But the topic we are going to be talking about is military chaplains, and with a priest who's actually serving as one. Our guest today by phone is Father Joshua Janko. He is a priest of the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana. And he's also a priest, I believe, with the... I'll have you explain that when we get to that. But he's serving as a military chaplain in Colorado at the U.S. Air Force Academy. So welcome to Faith in Action, Father Joshua.
Thank you so much, Bridget. Thank you so much, Jim.
Well, Father Joshua, tell us what a military chaplain is, and then if you can explain maybe what your role is and why it's important, and then also if you can explain like what diocese you're serving in, because we kind of talked about that before we got started, and that's really interesting. So what is a military chaplain?
Yes. A military chaplain, again, can be a man or a woman of any faith who sense a call to serve God and country in a unique way. And so we chaplains wear the uniform like any other service member, but our specific area of responsibility is to ensure religious freedom for all and to help members of our military remain resilient and ready to accomplish their respective missions. The military chaplain also has an important role to advise military leaders with the big decisions that they have to make every day. So that's just in jest what a military chaplain is. Again, we have military chaplains in all branches of our service, to our country. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and I'm blessed to be an Air Force chaplain. So some of the things that I do as an Air Force chaplain is, I bring a sense of the holy to our military members, and we serve God, who, of course, loves everyone, and chaplains share that love with those that we serve. So this is so very important because our military members need sometimes extra attention in the years of service they give to their country. Because, as you probably can imagine, there are moments of stress and being lonely and exhaustion. And so anyone would need extra support in those times. So
sure.
That's kind of what we have going on and what we do.
Now, probably the military chaplain that most people are most familiar with would be Father Mulcahy from the long-running series MASH on TV. Of course, that's a fictitious character in a fictitious story, but how does a real life military chaplain relate to Father Mulcahy?
Yeah, I've heard that reference before, and I used to watch that show when I was younger. But yeah, I think again, it's just like those in the medical career field are taking care of physical illness or injury, those kinds of challenges. We in the chaplain corps, we are taking care of the spiritual needs of our military members and their family members. So I wanted to kind of share that. And, you know, as you both know, I am from Indiana. That's where I grew up. And I'm a priest of the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana. But currently, as a military chaplain, I'm on loan to an entirely different diocese, the Archdiocese for the Military Services. And so I have an archbishop, Timothy Broglio. His home base is out of Washington, D.C., and he has four auxiliary bishops that help him because the military archdiocese does not have borders. We mm-hmm. are a global archdiocese. So mm-hmm. wherever our military members serve, wherever they wear the uniform, that's where we serve. And so I could be anywhere in the world, pretty much.
And you actually have been a couple other places in the world. You were actually in Japan, too, at some point. Is that right?
Yes, yes. My first active duty base from 2016 to 2018, I was near Tokyo, Japan, at Yokota Air Base. So that's where I served prior to my current assignment here in Colorado Springs.
Okay, now I want to go back a little bit and talk about how long you've been a priest and how did you end up being a military chaplain? How do you get to do that? I mean, in your role, I mean, as a priest. So let's talk a little bit about your priesthood and then how you became a military chaplain.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting story. So I've been a priest for over 13 years. I was ordained on June 3rd, 2006 at St. Mary's Cathedral up in Lafayette, Indiana. And basically served for 6 years in our diocese, in the Diocese of Lafayette, until I began my military service first in the Indiana Air National Guard in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So I was up there for 4 years and got some great experiences, went to some schools to learn to be a military officer, to learn to be a military chaplain, and then finally got the permission to serve full-time. So I went to Japan. And then after that tour, they sent me over here to Colorado Springs to serve our cadets at the Air Force Academy.
We're talking with Father Joshua Janko. He is a military chaplain who is currently serving the U.S. Air Force Academy. So what do you do in... I want to talk about your assignments there at the U.S. Air Force Academy and then talk about how it was different maybe in Japan, because I think you were an active base in Japan. Tell us about the Air Force Academy and what that's like, the assignment there, and then talk a little bit about your assignment in Japan in terms of your day-to-day. I'm just really curious what you do.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so in Japan, basically we have a team of chaplains and religious affairs airmen who make up our chapel team, and we're at that base to take care of the people at that base. And our main mission at Yokota Air Base in Japan was a airlift hub, which basically means we have big airplanes called C-130Js, and they do a lot of transport of people and equipment to anywhere really in the Asia region. Just supporting them. I was the chaplain assigned to both the maintenance group and the operations group. So basically those who keep our planes flying, all of those people, and that's like all the time they're working. And then, of course, the people who operate the aircraft. So that's what I did, you know, as a military chaplain. And then as a Catholic priest, I was the only Catholic priest there. I was providing all of the things that you would see provided in a civilian Catholic parish.
Okay.
Mass, confessions, RE, RCIA, all of the things that we do in the civilian parishes, we do as well on military bases out of the chapel. Now, for the academy, it's a little bit different because our mission is not aircraft, right? We're not launching aircraft. We're not maintaining those aircraft. We're not, you know, going into harm's way, et cetera. We at the academy are preparing our nation's next crop, if you will, of Air Force officers. So my mission is people here, over 4,000 cadets, and then all of the permanent party officers and enlisted members who support the cadets in their receiving their education. So it's a university setting, but it's a military setting. So it's very unique.
Now, you mentioned military setting. As a chaplain, are you an officer in the military? What rank do you have?
Yes. So when we become member of the chaplain corps, we commission into the military. So when I started my military service, I was a lieutenant, and I was a lieutenant for 2 years. And then in 2014, I promoted to the rank of captain. And normally on active duty, chaplains are captains for about 9 years, because we really want to get good experiences, learning about the ministry and what we provide our people, getting used to that. And then when we promote to the rank of major, we're starting to really get to a different level of service and leadership, where we are supervising and helping with planning and programs and supporting the people, you know, who we would supervise.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a lot of military protocol that you had to learn, like, you know, saluting, and do you wear a uniform, that sort of thing, a military uniform?
Yes. So in 2014, again, I started my military service in 2012. I wasn't able to go to basic officer training until 2 years later. So that is the school where we learn how to be a military officer, where we learn all of the customs and courtesies, where we learn how to operate as ministers in a military environment, getting some experiences that we are going to experience in deployed, you know, deployed locations. And so, yeah, I had a whole school dedicated to that for about 5 weeks. And then I've since continued that part of my education in the Air Force with a squadron officer school. And I completed that 5-week course 2 summers ago. So I always am doing ongoing education.
Professional development, right?
professional development. And then I as well attended another school to learn how to be an Air Force chaplain and how you kind of wed your being an officer, but also being a minister, and in my case, a Catholic priest.
So if we run into you on the street, we should salute?
You wouldn't, unless you're in the military, sir. So if you're a civilian, I mean, you don't have to salute a military member. Normally, we would salute. I will salute, you know, people of greater rank than me. Mm-hmm. And then if people are below me in their rank structure, they would salute me. So like all of the cadets, they are not yet commissioned officers. They are in the process of becoming commissioned officers. So we get saluted a lot, especially when we're walking across campus. So sometimes we chaplains take an alternate route so we don't have to wear out our arms when we're encountering hundreds of cadets.
And it's important to have those arms because you got to do the blessing too, you know, at some point too. So your arms getting a lot of work if you're doing both those things as a Catholic priest who is also a military chaplain. We are talking with Father Joshua Janko. He is a military chaplain at the U.S. Air Force Academy. So I'm curious, so will you always, how long is your, I guess, term or tenure, how long will you be a military chaplain, and will you predominantly be in an Air Force related or an air type of service, if that makes sense, of the military service that would be air related, or could you do like Army or that? You know what I'm saying?
I do, and some chaplains have switched services.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty content in the Air Force, but in the Air Force, you know, when I was over in Japan, we had military members from all branches assigned to our base.
Okay.
Because we're the biggest airlift wing or hub in Asia. So we had Army, we had Navy, we had Marines, we had Coast Guard, and then, of course, Air Force. But, yeah, I'm going to serve in our military for as long as I'm physically able and as long as I have the support from my home diocese. You know, Bishop Doherty let me serve in the Air National Guard for 4 years, and then I pursued serving full-time in the active duty, and he gave me that permission. And so we're trying active duty on for 5 years, and I just started my fourth year of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's my hope that he would continue to support me because, again, there's such a great need for priests in the military. If you think civilian dioceses are struggling with vocations and priests, the military archdiocese is having those same struggles. And men and women are going without the sacraments, especially on deployments, because there just aren't enough priests. So that's a big reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, because there's a great need.
Well, we need to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about you being a military chaplain. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
We have something new to offer you at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It's a link to My Catholic Life, a resource for traditional Catholic prayers, daily reflections, Catholic Q&A, Divine Mercy prayers, free online books on all kinds of Catholic topics, a complete searchable Catholic Bible, and a whole lot more. Great Catholic content at your fingertips and all free to you from My Catholic Life and your friends at Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, and we are talking with Father Joshua Janko. He is a military chaplain serving in Colorado at the U.S. Air Force Academy. And we, I want to talk about, you know, we're right in the middle of the holidays, and I can only imagine what it's like for a soldier to be, you know, either local or abroad, or, I mean, here in the United States or somewhere else. What is it like? I mean, what do the students at the Air Force Academy, do they get to go home, or what does it look like for them during the holidays?
Sure. Thanks. That's a great question, Bridget. So yeah, basically right now our cadets are finishing up finals week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can basically leave. Obviously, they're with their permissions of the leadership once they're finished with their final exams. And so some of our, like, firsties, what we call our senior cadets, some of them left last weekend because they only had maybe one or two exams. And then the rest are finishing up exams this week. So, yes, they get a pretty long winter break and, you know, about 3 weeks or so. I think they get back around 5 January.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a little bit different and unique because, you know, on a normal Air Force base, you know, military members aren't necessarily going home.
Right.
You know, they have their mission, they have their job to do. And then a lot of our military members, you know, are blessed, you know, their families are with them. So they don't have, obviously, to worry about that. But it's, you know, the people who are on deployment, those men and women who are with families that are away from their families at this time of year, that can be pretty challenging and tough, and it's a big test to those military members' resiliency, you know, because, you know, we all want to be with our families when we, you know, are in the holidays. So that's one thing I would just invite all of our listeners to be praying for our deployed military members in these days.
Absolutely. Well, I'm wondering, Father Joshua, what is it like to serve the spiritual needs of the U.S. soldiers versus, you know, maybe at a regular parish, maybe in a civilian setting? I mean, are they more receptive to engaging in their faith or exploring or going deeper, the soldiers, or not necessarily?
Sure. Yeah, it's really a mix because it is different, but you are going to see similarities in both settings. But I think, again, sometimes in the military, people might become more receptive because, again, they're far from home. Some of our service members are very young. I mean, we had very young airmen over in Japan, and they basically went out of high school into basic training. They did their tech school, and they were sent to Japan. And so
Wow. Some
of those individuals are going to be more receptive, but some of them are going to, you know, see all this freedom,
mm-hmm.
and sadly, they're going to maybe not, you know, use their freedom wisely, and, you know, it can happen. They can maybe get in trouble, and so then their leadership and then the supporting agencies will kind of step in to help in those situations. But, yeah, we, again, have a lot of young adults serving in our military, you know, and they're in the very formative years of their lives, and that's why there is such a bountiful harvest of vocations in the military, and even here at the academy. I mean, we have discernment groups. We have cadets going on discernment retreats. We had some of our young women go on some experiences with some religious communities like the Sisters for Life, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So again, they're open to that. They're figuring out, what is God calling me to? Yes, I want to serve my country, but, you know, maybe one day I'm called to marriage. Maybe one day I'm called to serve the church. And so I'm in a neat position to help them and support them and pray for them. So.
I mean, the as you mentioned, the people are young, and actually that's how Father Joshua and I knew each other, because I think when we met, we were doing youth ministry at Our Lady Mount Carmel. We were driving down to we were paired together to drive down to St. Mimer's. Remember when we drove down in that big old honking van with a bunch of kids?
Oh yeah.
And I remember we got to talk the whole way and got to really know each other. So it's really great that you're able to work with these young people. And even though they are, you know, young adults, they still are in their formative years in terms of discerning.
Absolutely, yep. Now, absolutely. And they're very open, which is great.
Now, besides saying Mass and counseling and that sort of thing, do you also offer classes there, something akin to RCIA?
Sure, yeah, of course, with the Catholic cadets, I'm currently helping with an RCIA class. You know, we have maybe half a dozen cadets asking questions, learning more about the Catholic faith, and then the hope is to bring them into the church with Archbishop, you know, in our archdiocese. Mm-hmm. And but we also provide, kind of unique to the Air Force Academy, and it's a little separate from what I do as a priest, is our chaplains provide religious respect training. Because that's something that's very important for our future officers to be aware of, is the people they're going to lead, you know, it's going to be their responsibility to support their people, you know, so their people will get the mission done. And for many people, faith and religion and their beliefs are a big, big important component for them as individuals to be able to do their jobs. So, but there's also got to be the respect that is due to one another, because not everybody's going to be believing the same thing. And, you know, we prepare our cadets to provide that. So that's kind of been interesting to teach those classes.
So what would be some of the differences there in terms of basically that you're saying that if you're leading someone, you need to be cognizant of everybody has a different belief set in terms of how they define God? Yep. And that?
Sure, yes. That's part of it. But also commanders have to help to accommodate their people. So if they have one of their airmen wants to worship in their respective religion, you know, if they're Muslim, if they're Jewish, if they have like a fasting requirement, commanders come into that and help make that decision, again, to accommodate that person if it does not get in the way, if it does not impede the mission. So that's a big thing. The mission is huge for what we do, but we want to provide religious accommodation. And chaplains can support commanders for consultation in that respect.
So we have about 4 minutes left, but what is a normal, is there a typical day of yours at the U.S. Air Force Academy? What's a typical day look like?
Sure. Yeah. Like I said, we're finishing up final exams week, so the schedule is different. But there really are not two days that are the same, right? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different days going on throughout the week, and I'll have my weekly meetings for different groups. Like I'll have my staff meeting, you know, one day of the week. I have another staff meeting every other week for like the Catholic personnel here. You know, but it's just includes getting out there to be with the cadets, you know, going to the lunchroom to visit them. It's going to meetings with their leaders to kind of be in the loop on what's going on, you know, in the lives of our cadets. You know, I'll have daily Mass each evening for our cadets. We have some prayer time on Wednesday evenings where we provide a holy hour and confessions. And then, you know, the weekend will look a lot like back home. So we'll have our weekend Masses and, you know, RCIA. And then on Monday nights, we also have a special religious education program called Spire. So we have that for our cadets as well. And then just being available, you know, if people pop in and need to talk to a chaplain, well, you need to be around. You need to be available.
So you have office hours too, right?
yeah, we do. And they know how to reach us too. So that's been really helpful.
Well, that's really super cool. So let's see, where are we at here? So what do you really like about doing what you do? What really stands out in terms of how it's really impacted you in terms of your faith life?
Sure. Well, of course, you know, I've really had to lean heavily on my faith, especially when I was in my first assignment overseas. I was very far from family and friends, and I was like, you know, again, like 12-hour difference in time. So it's really, hard. And then, so you lean on the community that you build at your base, and that they become your family. And so that's been kind of unique. But just for me, you know, getting to wear the uniform that says, you know, U.S. Air Force, that's pretty big for me, just to be able, and then, you know, to be able to wear the uniform that everyone else that I'm serving, you know, they're wearing the uniform, and we're a part of this, we're a part of this team, this family. And what are we doing? We're stepping in between, you know, anyone who would threaten our way of life. You know, we are trying to ensure the freedoms we enjoy as Americans. And, you know, people are in danger today protecting those freedoms. And like I said earlier, we need to pray for them, pray for those deployed, and, you know, that they would return home safely to their families.
Well, could you, speaking of prayer, could you give a blessing over our listening audience today?
Sure, I would absolutely love to. So the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may the blessing of Almighty God come upon you and remain with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And Jim was over there. He forgot to say that, but he's there.
Caught me by surprise.
He caught you by surprise. Well, I said, and also right. With you at a previous interview. But so I do go to Mass, you know, it was kind of busted there. But hey, if people want to learn more about being a military chaplain, you actually have a webpage that people can go to find out more about that. What is that webpage, Father Joshua?
Sure. I have my own webpage, and it's just www.fatherjoshua.com. And Father Joshua is all spelled out.
Okay.
But I would also give the listeners another website to check out, and that's the Archdiocese for the Military Services USA. And their website is www.milarch.org. So that's a great resource as well.
Well, Father Joshua Janko, military chaplain for the U.S. Air Force Academy, we will be praying for you during this holiday season and all those in harm's way. So thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.